Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in Odyssey Station. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, it is Dom time. It's always great to have Professor Alan Dershowitz on with us, but particularly when you see big issues, what's going on in Israel and the reaction of the American media, the reaction somewhat, it seems to me so far, with the Biden administration is completely lacking. Alan Dershowitz, his new book, The Case Against the New Censorship, Protecting Free Speech from Big Tech, Progressives, and Universities. Yeah, the deadly trio. Professor Dershowitz joins us in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Professor, thank you very much for joining us. And when something breaks in Israel, you're the first guy that I think of. What can you tell us is the trigger here? What's happened to provoke all this?
Well, what happened is the Abraham Accords. Israel started to make peace with Arab neighbors, and Hamas didn't like it. And they know all they have to do is fire some rockets at Jerusalem, kill some Israeli children, fire rockets at Tel Aviv. Of course, Israel will respond, and then the hard left will come and attack Israel. The International Criminal Court, the United Nations, Black Lives Matter issued a statement, not about anybody being killed in the United States, but saying basically we oppose any of the colonialist regimes like Israel, basically cheering for Hamas rockets. And people are surprised that since the beginning, I have supported the concept of Black Lives Matter, but I have strongly opposed the organization Black Lives Matter, which actually called Israel genocidal and apartheid. And how any decent person can support that, I don't know. As far as the Biden administration is concerned, so far, I think they've taken the right attitude. They've said that Israel has the right to defend itself, that both sides ought to calm down and try to de-escalate. Mm-hmm. And they stopped a UN resolution that would condemn Israel. So I have no complaints. I keep an open mind. The Biden administration is not the Obama administration when it comes to Israel. I hope it doesn't become that. The squad wants it to become that. AOC, Ilhan Omer, all the others on the extreme left want to see the Biden administration move more strongly against Israel. But so far, they've been resisting.
Well, and I know that Israel did what they did too. They targeted, I believe they took out one of the commanders or the chief commander of Hamas. And usually, you know, that isn't that a tell with most rational people and organizations? You know, if you're in the leadership, what's going to happen with certitude. And yet it only chills that group a little bit. They still find other people that are willing to continue to do this, even though they're almost certainly. So what is it that Israel should be trying to do, if there is anything else? I was only there once. I defer to you on that. I don't know what else they can do, really.
Well, they have to be very tough, and they have to make sure that Hamas knows that it can't continue to engage in this kind of attack on civilians and on civilian cities like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Their leaders will be killed. They might provoke an even wider war. Israel might have to attack some other targets. But in the end, you cannot encourage this kind of thing. And people like Ilhan Omar and the International Criminal Court and Black Lives Matter encourage the killing of civilians by rewarding Hamas for doing it. And that has to stop. And the blame has to be put squarely on organizations like Black Lives Matter and on individuals like Ilhan Omar for their responsibility in the death of civilians on both sides.
And look, I wouldn't censor one of the leaders of Hamas who showed the photos and was cheering it on and celebrating. But this gets to your book. There's no consistency. President Trump can't be on Twitter. Yet one of the leaders of Hamas is making news today. How glorious this is. So how do those two things coexist?
Well, Twitter also had on it praising of killing of Jews. Twitter has a complete double standard when it comes to Israel and when it comes to Jews. And, you know, the problem with when you censor, when you take some things down, it creates the impression that you're saying you agree with the other thing.
Yes.
So what they say is we disagree with Donald Trump and we're taking him down, but we agree with that person who said they had, there was a tweet yesterday that said, essentially, it's a good thing Hitler kept a few Jews alive so that the world would know why he killed the rest of the Jews.
Oh,
now, that's on Twitter.
Yeah.
And when you have something like that on Twitter, after Twitter takes down Trump, the reader will say, my God, that must be true. If the other is false and if it's taken down, then what they keep up, they must have vetted. They must have decided it's accurate. They haven't taken it down. I don't know if they've taken it down since then, but yesterday it was still up. And so, you know, that approach to selective censorship inevitably leads to a conclusion that Twitter approves of what it keeps up, and it can't approve of that kind of anti-Semitic rhetoric.
No, without a doubt. Now, you mentioned Black Lives Matter. Professor Alan Dershowitz with us, his new book, Case Against a New Censorship. And one of the jurors, as I understand it, in the Chauvin trial, apparently ignored or didn't tell the truth. I don't know how it's going to shake out about connection with a Black Lives Matter rally of some sort in that jury. You're aware of that. I know you've spoken about it in other places. Is that potentially grounds to do something around, and this would sadden me, but might be necessary because I know the repercussions. If we go back and we have a new trial or something else around this, that's going to create, well, the atmosphere, I don't know how it could be more poisonous, but it will be.
Well, that's the problem in America today when it comes to racial tensions and when it comes to Maxine Waters and others, they have turned the criminal justice system into crowd control. And decisions are made not based on the law, but based on the demands of the crowd. For example, the indictment of Kim Potter for doing absolutely nothing criminal. She made an honest mistake. She pulled out the wrong weapon. And yet when the town commissioner said she deserves due process, she gets fired. He gets fired for exercising his freedom of speech that way. And she gets indicted for something that isn't criminal at all. I have to tell you, I know more about the law of homicide than practically anybody around. I've won more murder cases. I've taught homicide for more years than anybody else, 50 years at Harvard. What Kim Potter did is not a crime. And for her to be indicted for that is an outrage and the victory of mob and crowds over the rule of law. Look, what Chauvin did was outrageous and horrible. And my own hope is that he were to be convicted, but only after a fair trial. And when you have a person serving on the jury who's wearing a T-shirt that says, I can't breathe, which is the exact statement made in the case, that's not a juror. That's a cheerleader. That's an advocate. And you can't have advocates on the jury.
Parting area for you, Alan Dershowitz with us. Professor, upcoming, we have the other, what is it, three cops that were there that day. And again, two of them were rookies or close to rookies or a few days on the job. How do you see this case, what the angles will be, what the defense will be of those cops?
Well, first, the first defense should be that the case should be moved out of Minneapolis.
Yes.
Postponed, sequestered jury, and probably dropped because the federal government has indicted them as well. And although the Supreme Court erroneously, in my view, said the double jeopardy clause doesn't forbid two trials for exactly the same offenses, if one is federal and one is state, I think, the policy behind the double jeopardy clause forbids it, and they ought to decide which place to try him. It'd be better to try him federally, because he could be tried outside of Minneapolis and in a setting more suitable. You have a judge that's appointed for life rather than an elected judge. But I would not want to bet on a fair trial for these three defendants or for Kim Potter.
Yeah, well, Kim Potter particularly, and you've been right on that from the beginning, it is egregious. I mean, every bit right there shows her remorse at what she did. She verbalizes it. You can see it. You know,
even before she shows remorse, she yells,
yes.
Taser, taser, taser.
Right. Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do. She did everything right, except she pulled out the wrong gun. Yeah, she should be suspended for a month. She should have to do retraining about the difference between a taser and a revolver. She should perhaps have her gun taken away from her. Maybe she's shown that because of the accident, she's incapable of handling a lethal weapon. I'd be in favor of all of that. But a criminal prosecution for something that isn't criminal, that's just a violation of the rule of law.
Absolutely. Hey, good luck with the book. This is a big topic. It's nobody else has a bigger wheelhouse on this. The case against the new censorship, protecting free speech from big tech, progressives, and universities. Thank you, Professor, as always. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.